Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today, Mr. Javier Carrasco. He is the PCC trade manager at Gold Star Line based in Chicago. He's also the manager for the Americas. First and foremost, Javier, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation. It's an honor to me to be here.
Likewise, my friend. I always allow my interviewees to elaborate a little bit about their career. Javier, how did you get into shipping in the first place? Why are you not working in a bank, for example? Why are you in shipping?
Why? Well, I started working in shipping line when I was 19 years old. Mm-hmm. Let's say 28 years old, 28 years ago. Okay. And I started working for container segment in Chile. When I started working in this amazing shipping industry, I started working for Mediterranean Shipping Company.
Ah, yes. Big one. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then the life moved me to this segment of the market.
Okay. And for how long have you been living in the US?
Well, I will be in US for my first year living in US, but before I had the opportunity to be living in Mexico for 5 years.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. Before Mexico, I was living in Panama for a little bit more than 2 years.
Okay.
And also in some countries in South America.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Ecuador, Peru, Chile, Venezuela.
Fantastic. You really have the experience from Latin America.
This
is very, very interesting, Javier. What can you tell our readers about Gold Star Line? I understand you are the PCC manager. Tell me about Gold Star Line and the service segment that you provide.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the question. Gold Star Line is a company based in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 100% subsidiary of ZIM Line.
Yeah.
Currently, Gold Star Line is 67 years company in the market.
Okay.
Okay. At the beginning, they start same than ZIM, working in container segment.
Mm-hmm.
But around a little bit more than 20 years ago, they start working in a rural segment also, mainly in intra-Asia, and some service going to from Asia to Israel and Middle East.
Okay.
But continue passing, you know, Gold Star continue developing some services.
Mm-hmm.
Then we start going to north of Europe, mainly from Asia, China, Korea, Japan, going to north of Europe. They continue going to Mediterranean. But let's say before COVID, pre-COVID, they start looking Latin America as a market to jump into in order to start participating there.
Okay.
And so let's say America Trade Lanes is a little bit new.
Okay.
And we start with some shipments from China to Chile first,
mm-hmm. All right.
And then Gold Star continue developing mainly the west coast of the South America, or let's say the Pacific, because then we establish a regular service from Asia to Mexico, and we continue going down to Colombia and Chile. San Antonio as base cargo in our route. Of course, adding some ad hoc ports in Central America or even in the West Coast, South America. So this is our main trade lanes coming from Asia to Americas for, let's say, the last 3 years. Very steady service. It's a monthly service, very fast service, and we have the opportunity to be ranked as the number one in efficient company in terms of port activity. So that's why we have the opportunity to offer to the market and our customer a fast transit time. Doesn't matter, you know, the route looks long, you know, but in Mexico we have a very good operation, mainly Lázaro Cárdenas.
Okay.
Time to time we are going to Mazatlán. And in Buenaventura, we have also a good operation. And of course, in San Antonio, which is the last port before to go back
To Asia,
to Asia,
yeah.
right?
What are the main loading ports in Asia, would you say? Chinese, Korean,
Shanghai.
Shanghai, yeah.
Shanghai.
Right.
Shanghai is our main port.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are a very flexible company. Let me explain to you. The Ro-Ro team in ZIM GSL is a very, give me a second. Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's a very little team. We
Yeah.
are five people managing, let's say, the business unit worldwide.
Okay.
My boss is Brian McCosnan. He's the head of the BCC
Okay.
business. Then we have a director, operation director, who has a long, long experience. And he's also based in Hong Kong.
Okay.
And then I have two colleagues, one based in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Sorry, one based in Japan.
Yeah.
His name is Ikoma. And I have another good colleague based in London. His name is Ivan.
Okay.
And me in America.
Okay.
So we are every day in contact, in a conference call in
Yeah.
order to share what was our activity during the day, sharing the opportunities, checking, new businesses,
Yeah.
if it's necessary to add some port in our next sailing, or if we need to change the rotation in order to attend the customer very well and trying to offer to the market a
Yeah.
tailored service.
Okay.
But anyway, our main ports in Asia, going to your question, is Shanghai, Mazan, and Yokohama
Yeah.
currently.
Yeah. That sounds like the good places to load, Masan and Yokohama. And question is the type of ro-ro service you have in play. What is the ramp capacity? And do you also take a high and heavy break bulk cargo by massive
Yes.
trailer?
Yes. Of course, our main cargo is cars because
Yeah.
they are the drivers in order to build routes and new services.
Of
But
course.
we are moving, machinery and Mafi cargo.
Oh, yeah.
The ramp capacity is average. Let's say, considering our fleet, we have a fleet of 15 vessels.
Yeah.
Is 100. The capacity is 120
Okay. All
tons.
right. And how about the height and width, roughly how high pieces can you take on board?
Average is 5.2 meters.
5.2. Okay, that's pretty good. Now, it's why I was very interested to interview Gold Star Line is because I think not everyone knows that there's a regular ro-ro service across the Pacific. We know Europe, Asia, it's filled with it, but
Right,
not so
right.
many
We,
know.
you are right. You are right. It's very interesting when we have the opportunity to meet with even with big customer for first time.
Yeah.
There, they say, we didn't know, we didn't know.
I bet.
I start my activity here in the market the last year, as I already shared with you, and I have the opportunity to meet with big players, big customers, also with some customer from the car industry, from the automotive. And they looked very surprised when I start working about ZIM as Roro, through Gold Star Line,
Exactly.
but at the same time they feel also very, surprised
Yeah.
when I start showing our main trade lanes around the world and what is our capacity in terms of tender necessities. For example, the last 2 months we started new services going from China mainly to East Coast of South America.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically, going to Brazil and Uruguay, which is
Yes.
a very interesting market,
Oh, yeah.
and we are receiving a very good feedback from customers.
That's very interesting. And of course, if we talk big politics, there's no doubt that Brazil and China are two major dragons that really, from a global perspective, wish to do more and more together.
Sure,
So
sure.
it seems to be the right timing for you at
L
itself.
looks like, but we are a. Every day, every day, as I mentioned to you, we are in a conference call every day with our team,
Yeah.
and we are trying to identify these kind of opportunities in order to attend some specific niche, and looking for a good volume of cargo, but also good rates, considering during the last years, let's say the last 2 years, the rates went down
Plummeted, yeah.
very, very strong.
Yeah.
If we talk about rates, let's say the rates decreasing around 40% in
Okay.
comparison the beautiful years after COVID.
Yeah. Let's put it this way. Everybody had a gold rush immediately during and after COVID, and now it has come to reality again, I guess.
We are coming to, yeah. You are right. You are right. We are suffering, but anyway, we are there working, trying to be very, very creative team.
Yeah.
But as I mentioned you, we try to be very flexible and agile.
Yes.
When I mention agile, I'm talking mainly in terms of timing with answer to the customers,
Yeah.
because the time for us is very important. So when our team receive, for example, some request, we
Yeah.
try to be back before the first 24 hours.
That's
And let's say it's easy, let's say it's easy for us because considering we are in contact every day. In a phone call, in a conference call,
Yeah.
we have the opportunity to take decisions there immediately,
That that's
So
very
that's
good.
good. We are not we are not making losing time to the customer,
No.
which is also very important. So if you come to me with some question, I will immediately reply you yes or no.
Yeah.
If it's yes, let's continue. If it's no, it's okay. Let's continue working and looking for new opportunities.
I'm very happy to hear this because at this very table, I've interviewed hundreds of people, including a lot of project forwarders who all, almost all complain about the lack of response from many ship owners. Either you can't get hold of anyone, they give you an evasive answer, or you talk to a call center in India or the Philippines.
Yeah,
So
right.
I think the personal touch that you do, give them a clear yes or clear no, not something in between. And move on. I think that people will continue to come back to you. So if I get this right, roughly 1 monthly sailing out of Northeast Asia, China, Korea, Japan, over
Right.
to West Coast, US West Coast, South America. When you go to West Coast, what are the main ports? Just briefly, you mentioned in Chile, in the West Coast of US, you also go, or is it is to Mexico directly?
Well, currently in US during the last 2 years, let's say in that way, we don't have a fixed trade lane,
All right.
but we were performing some services in Vancouver
Oh,
and
yeah.
also in some ports in California on demand.
Okay. So, on inducement, you may call
Right.
additional ports. And of course, you are flexible in that sense
Perfect.
that you
Right.
can add another port. All right.
You are right. You are right.
And for if I may ask you, I know you're based in the Americas. So if anyone watching this interview have an inquiry out of Asia to the Americas, you would be the guy to talk to, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Yes. In America, yes. But anyway, if you have some requirements, so from Europe or from Asia, I can add in my colleagues in the email in order to be back with comments. Even we already did that some weeks ago with some requirements I received from some people from your network.
Okay, I'm really glad to hear that. Yes, we spread the news about you already in the network of freight forwarders where I am the honorary chairman. So one of the services that we do is that we help these small and medium-sized companies to find the right ship owner. And
Yeah.
as I told you, even some of the big ones didn't know that Gold Star Line has a ro-ro service. How could small and medium-sized forwarders also know about it? So
Right. Yeah, is a good surprise for many customers.
Yeah.
We are here for attending you and working together.
Yeah.
One of our targets for the next years is to increase our cargo in terms of break bulk or project cargo.
All right.
So we are very focused on it. Of course, we need to do that because cars are very beautiful cargo,
Yeah.
but we need to pay. We
Yeah.
need to pay some bills, of course, and
Yes, of course.
project cargo and break bulk cargo is a
And
is the main one.
let's put it this way, cars is a matter of volume, isn't it? And you have some giant competitors out there, so it's just a matter of price.
Yeah.
Break bulk cargo, you may have to think a little bit more, and there's more, maybe more revenue than only in cars, I guess.
You are right. You are right. You are right. You are right. So we are there. Please don't have any doubt to contact me or to contact the rest of the team. If you are okay, I will be sharing or I will be sent I will yeah, I will be sending an email to you with a
Great.
full description of our company, our current activity,
Yes,
and
please.
in regard to our team,
Yes.
with the emails of my people, in order without I mean with our team, in order to give you more visibility in
Yes,
what is the
yes.
best contact.
I mean, I think that's a very good idea. I mean, this newsletter, Project Cargo Weekly, we reach about 48,000 people. It is neutral, but separately, of course, I'm so-called honorary chairman of this network. We have about 300 project forwarders around the world, and they certainly would like to know more. So after this interview, when you can, do send me more material.
For
And I will
sure, for
also
sure.
include it for our viewers to read. You mentioned a little bit about the future. We are soon at the end of 2025. How do you view 2026 from a market standpoint? What are the signals for you?
It's a very challenging year, and very challenging times are coming. But well, long time ago, I had the opportunity to have a very good boss. And he always say, everybody is talking about circles. You know, this industry is a circle. But he say, it's not a circle. It's more than a circle. Every time we are going like this, like in a spin, you know, but in a different times, you know. So we are repeating similar things, but in a different time. And okay, now, next years, at least the next, let's say, 3 years, we will be living challenging times, but tough times in terms of volume of the cargo, also in terms of rates. But if we continue moving very agile, if we continue moving, I don't like to use the word aggressive, but I prefer to use if we continue moving forward very smart
Proactive.
and doing this kind of partnership, I think we will be very success in terms of develop new things, new trade lanes, new services, and why not to build new partnerships in order to receive the better times in a good shape, you know. So that's my point of view. Some people start talking like maybe the next year or the next 2 years it will be like the end of the world. From my perspective, it is a, let's say, new world, but is a time to change the way of working.
No, I like your attitude, and it seems that you are approachable and not just aloof like some of the big boys there that you hardly can reach. So I'm very pleased to hear that. I want to say, Javier, it's you've had very clear answers to all of my questions. It's an interesting line that you represent, and I want to say many thanks for this interview.
Man, it's an honor. It's an honor to me. Thank you for being in contact with me. I'm 100% at your disposal. I always offer to the customer my service 24/7 because ships never stop,
Correct,
and
correct.
we are there to bring and to give you our service.
That's the right attitude. Thank you very much, here, Javier. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today has been Mr. Javier Carrasco. He's the PCC trade manager at Gold Star Line. He's based in Chicago in the North America, US market, looking after the Americas. And him and his colleagues have a very unique and interesting product, Ro-Ro service, but also taking high and heavy on Maffey trailers on some trade lanes where you perhaps didn't know that a Ro-Ro service exists. So do contact Javier if you have any inquiries. From me, Project Cargo Weekly, until next time, I remain best regards. Thank you.
Of course.